We live amidst the whirling of the galaxies and the turning of the seasons. Our lives, too, bring ever-changing days, some filled with ease and some with difficulty. We all have times when we face conflict, illness, divorce, or the loss of a client, a patient, a friend, a loved one, or when we worry about where the world is going. Yet we also know we're part of something greater. Life has given birth to us. We're part of the generation of humanity now on Earth, not separate from the whole. As the famous Ojibwe saying goes, sometimes I go about pitying myself when all the while I'm being carried by great winds across the sky. Mindfulness brings a spacious perspective and composure amidst the turning of the seasons. As you learn to trust mindfulness to receive all experiences, your capacity for equanimity grows. Equanimity is the ability to meet all experience with a balanced mind. This doesn't mean indifference or not caring. It means living with a deep understanding of the passing nature of all things. Equanimity is the ability to move through your day at work or school or wherever you find yourself with inner balance, not thrown off by either the good or the bad, but rather meeting and responding to it all with a peaceful heart. Because life has both pleasure and pain, gain and loss, praise and blame, the question we face is, how are we going to respond to this? There are two ways, with fear, reactivity, and contraction, or with clarity and wisdom. You may be familiar with the serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Mindfulness and compassion are the ways we cultivate the answer to that prayer. To strengthen equanimity in your practice, it can help to reflect on the value of a peaceful heart. With a peaceful heart, you can see clearly and respond wisely. And yes, some situations call for a strong response, but this too can be done with equanimity. The best leaders combine strength and vision with a steady and peaceful heart. Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh gives an example. When the crowded Vietnamese refugee boats met with storms or pirates, if everyone panicked, all was lost. But if only one person on the boat remained calm and centered, it was enough. It showed the way for everyone to survive. With equanimity, you become that person. As you grow in mindfulness, your ability to stay balanced and peaceful will also grow. In today's practice, we'll explore more deeply the quality of equanimity. Again, take a seat with graciousness and dignity. Notice the state of your body and mind and bring a kind attention to it. Take a few deep, relaxing breaths. And rest your attention now on the natural rhythm of the breath or body anchor. As you quiet, sense the benefit of living with a peaceful heart. Reflect for a moment on the value of living with balance and equanimity for yourself and the world around you. And now deliberately invite the quality of equanimity and peace to grow as you continue your mindfulness practice. Whatever is present, the breath and body anchor, or the arising of sensations, feelings, thoughts, and sounds. Name them softly, with a kindness and equanimity. Equanimity acknowledges that all things have the nature to arise and pass away, joys and sorrows, pleasant and painful events, people, animals, buildings, nations, even whole civilizations. Invite equanimity to grow, reflecting, "May I live amidst the changes of the world with a peaceful heart. May I live with a peaceful heart. May I live with a peaceful heart." Let the sense of equanimity and balance grow as you continue to acknowledge the arising and passing of each experience. Now remember something that's been difficult in your meditation or in your life, and sense how you can meet this too with equanimity, living with a compassionate and peaceful heart. And now envision that you can extend this feeling of peace to others. Picture friends, loved ones, and then people everywhere experiencing joys and difficulty. As they come to mind, extend a simple wish that each one can find balance, that they too can live with a peaceful heart. May you too live with a peaceful heart. And as you do, let the sense of peace spread from you out across the world. Thank you. continue with your core practice of mindfulness and kindness. And now let the spirit of equanimity and a peaceful heart inform it and grow as you do.